sparing no expense, we're going to fly Lee Hampton in from Jackson College. Also, Anthony Parker from Consumers Energy. Let's get a quick headline update before we do all that for Joe and the crew at Printer Source Plus.
Okay, project done and print. No, not color.
Sound familiar? I'm Joe Sharp, the owner of Printer Source Plus. You can print in color without the worry of ink cartridge refills. Step into the world of bottle-fed printers with Printer Source Plus and Epson printers. Let me show you how to save thousands over the life of your printer. Epson even guarantees you 2 years of ink in the box and a 2-year warranty. Epson printers and Printer Source Plus. Call or stop in for a quote today.
We're offline this morning after a widespread outage at the cloud service company Fastly. Dozens of high-traffic sites, including the New York Times, Reddit, and CNN, all showed error messages. The company fixing the problems. Some sites are now back up. A global sting involving an encrypted communications platform developed by the FBI has led to police raids in 16 different countries. Australia's federal police commissioner, Rhys Kershaw.
Essentially, we have been in the back pockets of organized crime and operationalized a criminal takedown like we have never seen.
More than 800 people were arrested, more than 32 tons of drugs seized. The Justice Department announcing that cyber cops took back most of the Bitcoin ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline to hackers, cybersecurity expert Scott Spiro.
I don't know if it will deter them, unfortunately, but I think it will cause them to pause and think of what their next steps might be.
CEO of Colonial testifies before Congress today. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have Lee Hampton in from Jackson College as we head toward Juneteenth. And on the hotline, Anthony Parker from Consumers Energy. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing great, Greg. I am doing great. And thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good to hear from you again. And Lee, get things started here on Juneteenth. You've put together quite a package here.
Greg, we're very excited about Juneteenth 2021. But, you know, because of COVID, we had to begin our planning early.
Yeah.
So we went with a virtual presentation with Anthony Parker, as well as Leslie Bowles from Baker College, as well as John Willis from the city of Jackson, Kelly Crum from JC,
Kevin Brown.
Kevin Brown from Spring Arbor University, and there's one more county commissioner, Daniel Mahoney. Also, he's also leading up the NAACP, so we're all partners with this.
I think he's running for mayor, too.
Running for mayor. There you go. A little plug-in, right?
There you go.
I'm sure Dobies appreciate that. But no, man. So we decided to do a virtual, and it's called the Jackson Black Town Hall. So we're going to bring in elected officials and leaders and discuss three panels. Anthony may want to give us some insight on that.
Yeah, so we're going to do three separate panels. One of the panels is going to be on social justice, and that's going to be moderated by John Willis and Daniel Mahoney. And they're just going to talk about some of the issues that's going on in social justice. And then we have another section that's designated to health. That's one of our pillars. We have some pillars for Juneteenth, and health is another one of our pillars, and that's going to be moderated by Kevin Brown and Leslie Bowles. Kevin Brown of Spring Arbor College and Leslie Bowles of Baker College. And then I'm going to moderate the business section. And what that business section is all about is that we want to get together with we're going to bring on the mayor. I think the mayor is scheduled to be on this panel. And we're going to bring on Craig Hatch from the Chamber, and we're going to bring on Clavester Moulton from Jackson College. And we're going to talk about ways that we can collaborate and that we can help to bolster black-owned businesses in Jackson. And what we want to do is work together to build relationships, because we know business is about relationships and networks. And so that's what we want to do. We want to talk to those high-powered individuals to help us understand how to grow black businesses in Jackson. And as a result of that, all of Jackson can come up as a result of all of us doing well in business and employing folks and those sorts of things.
Anthony, how do people take part in this?
It's going to be, again, because of how what Lee mentioned, it's going to be because of COVID. It's a virtual event. We've been planning this for months, and so it's virtual. So you can take – it's going to be seen on JTV, and it's going to be posted out on social media and on YouTube. And so we're going to get that information out so that everyone in the community can take a look at that, and it'll be played, and then it can be replayed at your convenience. And so that'll happen here in the next week or so.
Okay. And the when is the program?
The program is going. It's going to be a. It's a 2-day event actually. And so we're going to do the health disparities and the business is going to take place on Thursday, June the 17th, and then the social justice portion is going to take place on Friday, June the 18th.
Well, you're part of the business part of this, Anthony. Certainly one of the big issues right now in town is the MLK corridor and how that will be built up business-wise here. I'm sure you guys will be addressing that.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Greg. So actually, I am a part of that MLK corridor, and as well as Lee, and so we are in the beginning phase of just establishing that organization, that authority, and we're consulting with a group that's out of Detroit that's helped built up the downtown Detroit. They're helping us here. Mm-hmm. And we're looking to do some really, really great things in Jackson and in and around that MLK corridor, and where we're going to look at creative ways of building up the businesses in that area and building up that area. Again, when we can build up all of Jackson, like we have a great downtown, if we can start to build up the south end of town here, that MLK corridor, it's going to make Jackson a better place to live, work, and play. I know that's one of the things that we've been talking about for years.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want to do. And we intend to do our part to make Jackson a better place by building up that MLK corridor.
Well, what's your and jump in, Lee, what's your vision for that corridor and you know, that obviously it takes time and it takes investment.
Yeah, one of the things the consultant has said so far in our meetings is creating a destination place. They created a Myers in Detroit in an inner city neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that one investment that they were able to get an anchor store, it ended up producing several strip malls, several gas stations, several restaurants, several things. So we're trying to envision what would be a great location for a destination spot along that MLK corridor. And then kind of from there, building up and around it and also creating incentives. I served on the Downtown Development Authority of Jackson for over 15 years. And we had incentives that we can give facade loans, we could give various things. We even helped Consumers Energy with the parking garage. So if we can create some incentives, put some things in our toolbox like that, we believe that the south side of Jackson will be as flourishing as any other side of our community.
Yeah, pretty exciting, Anthony.
I am so excited about this, and I'm excited about the vision and that Lee just described, the vision that we have for Jackson. I'm a strong believer in strategic planning and strategically building up areas. So I'm so excited about that, and I can't wait to dive in and to listen to the community, just go out and talk to the community and see what we can do to make Jackson better. I'm super excited about that.
Well, Lee, we need, of course, the history lesson that you give us every year about Juneteenth.
Absolutely. Juneteenth is the first time in American's history when all of its citizens were truly free. That's really the total Independence Day for all Americans. You know, on September 22nd, 1862, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation for all slaves to be freed, effective January 1st, 1863, especially from the states that had seceded. And 2 years later, after that was signed.
2 years.
War ended. 2 years later. Now, you remember, they didn't have a Greg O'Connor show.
So they if they Twitter. Were listening to me back in 1863.
Come on. You could have just read it and let them all know. They'd have walked off the plantations, man. They'd have jumped off their shackles. They'd have been able to be free. But because a lot of them were forbidden to read,
yep.
So even some of the literature that did make it down there, remember, those owners would have to read it to them. So because of a bevy of reasons, over 250,000 slaves in Texas were still enslaved. 2 years later, so Gordon Granger, he actually, one of the military officials, got down to Galveston, Texas, and went up on the villa and read. 2 years ago, all slaves were set free, and all these slaves were able to hear that and say, what in the world are you talking about? You know, and they were able to say, what? 2 years. That was June 19th, 1865. And from that moment on, that was the first time that all Americans were technically freed. And they've had celebrations throughout America. In the last 20 years, Jackson has had a powerful one, downtown Jackson, you know, the Juneteenth celebration. So this is an honor of the first time that all Americans were truly free.
Well, you said it technically, and that's...
Yep.
That's the optimum word there, technically.
Exactly. Exactly.
That freedom's not easy to come by.
Absolutely. You know, and Greg, one of the pieces to the Juneteenth is a social justice panel, as Anthony's spoke on, also discussing criminal justice reform. Are there any things that we can do to strengthen the relationship of the black community and law enforcement and the judicial community? And we're very excited to have a powerful group. Shooty Sheriff is going to be there. Jester, Blackman Township, will be there. Jerry Jarzanka, Elmer Hitt. Jerry's a county prosecutor. Elmer Hitt, chief of police. Several attorneys. George Lyons is going to be there. Jamie White, you know, of the Larry Nassar fame. He's coming back. He grew up on Chittock Street across the street from me.
Yeah.
He's coming back. Akeem Crampton, a local advocate, as well as Pastor James Hines. Just a whole group, as well as Jasmine Raglan, one of our students at JC. A whole group coming together at the Michigan Theater to discuss how do we strengthen the relationship of the black community and law enforcement and judicial community, which really has elements of connection to slavery, to the civil rights movement, so on and so forth. So we're super excited about the first ever Jackson Black Town Hall for Juneteenth.
You got a lot of great sponsors, too, that have backed up the program.
A lot of outstanding sponsors. I would be remiss if I didn't speak to Paula Autry. She's actually helping with the health panel. And she stepped in. Henry Ford is doing a powerful sponsorship job, as well as just a bevy. Several of the banks in the community are sponsoring. Mm-hmm. We have about 20 different sponsors that will be sponsoring. And at the event, we're going to have banners up. We're going to acknowledge all of them. We're really appreciative of the sponsors.
But if somebody wants to participate, they'll have to go online, right?
Yeah, if someone wants to participate, we will have a hybrid. So you can come down.
You can't come down?
To the Michigan Theater.
Okay.
Yep, we're going to allow some in person. So if anybody want to come to the Criminal Justice Reform and Social Justice panel on Friday, June 18th, 10:30 a.m., the doors were open down at the Michigan Theater, and it will be time for the community to ask tough questions regarding criminal justice reform. How do we allocate our budget to be more proactive and preventative and not just punitive? So really robust discussions in our community. We're excited about it.
Any final thoughts, Anthony?
I just want to, final thoughts that I'd like for the entire community to tune in, check out this Juneteenth event. It's a very powerful event. It's going to touch on a lot of different areas in the Jackson community, but it's all about bringing the Jackson community together and making Jackson better. And we want to build relationships, and we don't want to tear any down. We want to build relationships. And we want this community to be a model community for the state and for the nation. We want Jackson to be the best it can be. So I'm superly excited about it. And I do want to say, Greg, that I just retired. Greg, it was 28 years
No.
At Consumer Energy, and I just retired here in May.
No.
So, yeah, 28 years of great time.
You're 39 years old. How can you retire?
That's exactly right, Greg.
Greg, you were just calling his games when he was an athletic superstar with JPS, Anthony Parker.
How old am I?
Come on. Hey, Anthony.
You're retired?
He said be commended, man. He's done 28 great years. Consumers should stand up on tiptoe and honor this man. He's done a magnanimous job.
Congratulations.
With Consumers Energy.
Yeah, it's been great. And so I, as you can see, Greg, the work is never done, right?
No.
There's lots to do, and I'm excited to be a part of it to make Jackson better.
Well, we'll let you get to the golf course then.
Absolutely.
Take care, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, thanks for having
Anthony.
Us on.
Good job. Anthony Parker, formerly of Consumers Energy, now retired. You're not retiring, are you?
I'll talk to you later about that. Hey, 2021 Juneteenth in Jackson. We invite the entire community. Come out. Go online on Thursday morning for the health equities. That will be virtual at 10 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock will be the Black-owned business segment. And then Friday morning at 10:30, the social justice, criminal justice reform. We are making Jackson the best place to live, work, and play, bringing the community together one more time for the great Juneteenth 2021. Look forward to seeing everyone there.
If they were just listening to this show, Lee.
The great Greg O'Connor standing on the shoulders of his father, T.O.C.